Hello, Green Party Convention. It is a pleasure to be remotely playing for you, although I'm pre-recording the set a few days in advance, and I don't have an audience in front of me, so it's a bit, you know, pandemic in its a pandemic phenomenon, this performance, but it's a pleasure to be with you nonetheless. The last time I recall playing at a Green Party convention in the U.S. was in Philadelphia, I believe about 19 years ago, and I ended up having a baby with somebody I met there. So it was very eventful. So who knows what happens after this one. But I hear that the failed state theme is making its way into a lot of talk in Green Party circles these days, which makes a lot of sense. And I happen to have written the theme song for this conversation way before the pandemic, way back in 2017. When you're working two jobs and living in a tent, when a house costs $1 million and you can't pay the rent, when politicians say they'll help but it keeps getting worse each time the landlord lobby pulls the strings of the purse, when the human right to housing isn't even part of the debate, you know you're living in a failed state. Millions of citizens are spending half their lives locked up in a prison for trying to survive. When laws must be broken just to have a place to stay. When the prisons pay the senators to look the other way. If you have to be a criminal to put food upon your plate, you know you're living in a failed state. When you're facing climate breakdown, when the trees are all on fire, when half the country's underwater, when a climate change denier runs the nation, and the opposition party votes for oil rigs and pipelines, it's not so much a country as it is a corporation. Buckling under its weight, you know you're living in a failed state. When your nation is an empire facing daily blowback, and the only thing your leaders can think to do is attack, bipartisan consensus that we need to spend $700 billion before the year's end on a military budget to make America great, you know you're living in a failed state. And almost every day, some psycho with a gun has to open fire on a crowd before it's done. When a music festival becomes a free fire zone, and all they can say is it's okay now, he was acting alone. Buy some armor, pray to God, and hide behind a gate. You know you're living in a failed state. Know you're living in a failed state. I don't even remember how I ended that song. See, one of the weird things about the pandemic period is that we're not touring anymore, right? We working musicians, I don't know who's we, but me and whoever else is out there, perhaps one other person watching who's in the Green Party convention. But we're not touring, and so we forget our music. So it's good to have these online gigs now and then, because then it gives us a chance to practice in case we just don't do that as much anymore. Because it's when you tour is when you get the practice generally. You know, it's a sort of enforced practice, but it's good. We like it. We musicians, if I can speak for all the rest. Let's see. Here we go. I came up with a little set list here. Another pre-pandemic song. Ever since the election that brought the orange man in, There have been those repining for things to be how they had been, remembering the good old days of 1992. So maybe after we impeach the president, we impeach the Democrats too. From the time I turn on the radio to the time I turn it off, it's a testimony from the pigs feeding at the trough, complaining of corruption, but corrupt through and through. So maybe after we impeach the president, we impeach the Democrats too. These proceedings going on, they found time to pass a budget, $700 billion for more bombs and Boeing jets. Yes, when it comes to corporate welfare, they all know what to do. So maybe after we impeach the president, we impeach the Democrats too. In the urban centers, progressives come to swarm, walking past the tents that have been there since welfare was reformed. When all the wrecking balls began to swing around here right on cue, maybe after we impeach the president, we impeach the Democrats too. Listen to the congressman lecture us what the rule of law affords for any vice president's son who sits on advisory boards. Any vice president's son, I guess a president's daughter will do. But maybe after we impeach the president, we impeach the Democrats too. They talk of foreign policies that once were so darn good, as if Goldman Sachs and Raytheon work for Robin Hood. If you're gonna play dress up like that, at least wear a decent ruse. After we impeach the president, we impeach the Democrats too. Perhaps I'm not your target audience, whose heads you seek to fill with all this nonsense about your city on a hill. I can't afford to live in it, but I'll come to the barbecue. After we impeach the president, when we impeach the Democrats too. After we impeach the president, when we impeach the Democrats too. And I'll do the, been writing a lot of songs since the pandemic, and but I'm trying to mix it up here a little bit, but I'll do one of those. And a song goes out to all those essential workers dying due to government ineptitude. A pandemic is spreading, the health system's collapsing. You can watch it all unfolding on the screen. If you're afraid to go outside, enough groceries to hide, it may have been weeks since you have seen someone you can touch, and you miss it so much as you wonder what might happen next. Like when your savings run out and the choice is all about what kind of help you might be able to expect. Or perhaps when COVID arrived, while some struggled to survive, you were what they call essential. It didn't take long to see you got that wrong. The word they really meant was expendable. It didn't take long to see there was no emergency. Plans in place for something which all the scientists knew was just a matter of when there'd be a pandemic again. And the kleptocrats in power didn't have a clue. Otherwise, why did Jason Hargrove die? Because he kept keeping on, waking before dawn to do his part for society. Jason drove his bus, he didn't even make a fuss at the time of the impropriety. Somebody coughed, the virus was off. Not 2 weeks later, Jason would be dead. What if he had protective gear with sick passengers so near, with no barrier to protect his head? Why did Jason Hargrove die? Stay home, flatten the curve, they say, unless we need you to serve food for us or care for all the ill.
In that case, we'll call you a hero, like the workers at Ground Zero, where one by one the cemetery filled. Now in every bus and truck, the drivers try their luck, essentially told, thank you for your service. If these were the front lines, no one put up any signs. Did anybody sign up for this? Why? Did Jason Hargrove die? Once the death rate peaks, in days or months or weeks, with each one of the virus's waves. Once we can take stock and recover from the shock of the sight of all of the mass graves. Will this be the impetus, this driver on a bus, along with so many, many more? The nurses and the prisoners, seafarers and farm workers, what will they all die for? Why? Did Jason Hargrove die? Why? Did Jason Hargrove die?
Hello again, Green Party Convention. I don't know what people have been talking about before me, my set, or after, because it's all a bit pre-recorded, so I can't say I'm responding to whoever just talked, because I have no idea who that might have been, but hopefully it's related to this song. Entirely likely. People still lynched in America. What happens when they die? When he begged for his mother to save him, was he resisting arrest when he cried? How does the lynch mob roam free when we already know who they are? The men who murdered George Floyd and then drove off in their police cars. To live with such savage injustice, with every new day the earth turns, I'm left with no reason to wonder as I watch Minneapolis burn. Are people still lynched in America? How many just in the past weeks? From Georgia to Minnesota, as the pandemic spikes and peaks. Did you see him pinned down for 8 minutes? Did you see the knee on his neck? Did you see the police station on fire? Did you smell the smoldering wreck? As the National Guard marches in, watch the wheels of history churn in the land of Philando Castile, as we watch Minneapolis burn. Are people still lynched in America? And did the poor still die of disease? Are the prisons still full of debtors? Do bodies still hang from the trees? Do the workers still live by the highways? Still struggle to come up with rent? Do families still get evicted when the last of their credit is spent? Do you see all the people who just had to find out what might there be left to learn from the flames that rise from the target as we watch Minneapolis burn? Are people still lynched in America? And what happens when they die? When he begged for his mother to save him, was he resisting arrest when he cried?
There's so much to be said about the current moment that, I'll just say a little more. You know, if I had all day, I could say more, but, you know, then everybody would just die in the end, so that's no good. But this is a song. I think nobody dies in this song. I usually write songs where people die in the end. It's a fame prevention strategy. Worked very well so far. But this song is a public service announcement. It's also a sing-along. Wear a mask for any task, any task. especially if you're indoors or there's not much space between my face and yours. If you care, then you wear a barrier of some kind between your face and mine. Over time, you will find it's just about as hard as remembering your credit card. Go on strike, as you like, but out there on the picket line, keep some space between the signs. Go to the mall, have a ball, but if you're there to shop or loot the place, don't forget to cover your face. Sanitize, sanitize, watch out for spies, undercover cops, provocateurs, divide and conquer connoisseurs. Drive a tank, rob a bank, just make sure you dress appropriately as you walk off with the money. Go downtown, and burn down the police station. But be wise and wash the tear gas from your eyes. Yes, wear a mask. That's my public service announcement. I love them talking about how they shouldn't tear gas the crowds because it's bad for their respiratory systems. That's very good. How come they never talked about that, like decades ago when we were getting tear gassed? Who knows, but nice that they're talking about it now. And now I'll do a song that I think I actually, pretty sure I sung this song at that Green Party convention back in 2001, or I think it was 2001. Philadelphia. Back then I would have just written that this song, like, year or two before. True story. I'll close with this. Thanks for having me at the convention. Good luck with everything. See you in the White House. My name is John Riley. I'll have your ear only a while. I left my dear home in Ireland. It was death, starvation, or exile. When I got to America, it was my duty to go enter the army and slog across Texas to join in the war against Mexico. And it was there in the pueblos and hillsides that I saw the mistake I had made. Part of a conquering army with the morals of a bayonet blade. And there amidst all these poor dying Catholics, screaming children, the burning stench of it all, myself and 200 Irishmen decided to rise to the call. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion and we fought on the Mexican side. Marched neath the green flag of St. Patrick, emblazoned with Erin Goldbrah, bright with the harp and the shamrock, and Libertad para la República. Just 50 years after Wolf Tone, 5,000 miles away, the Yanks called us a legion of strangers, and they can talk as they may. But from Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion and we fought on the Mexican side. Major battles,
Rancho Dobosco was the last. Overwhelmed by the cannons from Boston, we fell after each mortar blast. Most of us died on that hillside at the service of the Mexican state. So far from our occupied homeland, we were heroes and victims of fate. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side.